Maaser Sheni, Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph, 3:11. Now we consider the purchasing of a meat, starting with a living animal, with Maaser Sheni money. The Mishnah says, Tzvi Shelakhu, Bekesev Maaser Sheni, a gazelle that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, we're talking here outside of Yerushalayim, Umeis, and that gazelle, which you intended to bring to Yerushalayim and Shecht over there and eat, it died along the way. So now there's nothing you can do with this animal because the animal was invested with Maaser Sheni Kedusha. And even if you get the Kedusha off it, all you have is a carcass, which you can do nothing with besides feed to dogs. And that being the case, Yikaver Alidei Oro. You bury the entire gazelle inside its skin, the whole thing. Nothing can be used. It can be used for nothing. It's just a loss. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yipader. Rabbi Shimon says you may indeed redeem it and then reclaim the value and use the money to buy other foodstuffs, because he's not concerned that once deconsecrated, this is going to be fed to dogs. Big deal, he says. It's deconsecrated, it's nothing. But the Chacham, the Tanakama, hold that it's inappropriate to redeem someone with Kedusha just to feed it to dogs, and the Lach is like the Tanakama. Lachu chai v'shachatu v'nitma. What happens if you purchase it when it was alive, this gazelle, and then you shecht it, and then after shechting it, now it's food, it becomes tummy. So now that it's tummy, it's inedible, of course, because you can't eat Maaser Sheni when it's tummy. But if you redeem it, taking the Kedusha off of this meat, you'll have edible chulin, good old-fashioned venison, that's ready for consumption, just as chulin, and that's going to be okay. And that being the case, you're allowed to redeem it, says Tanakama, because here you're not feeding it to dogs. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, you can't. Rabbi Yossi holds, and this is really the same shita, essentially, we saw in the previous Mishnah, what Rabbi Yehuda said, that the once Maaser Sheni, original Maaser Sheni, that grew from the ground, the Kedusha has been transferred to coins, and the coins have been used to buy foodstuff in Yerushalayim, that's the end of the mitzvah, there's nothing more to it. And if the food happens to become tummy, as Maaser Sheni, secondary Maaser Sheni, nothing you can do, it's a loss. So Rabbi Yossi holds like that here too. So here you purchased the gazelle. It was turned into food when you shechted it. Then it became tummy. The mitzvah is over. Nothing you can do about it. Rabbi Yehuda happens to not agree on this point. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, who held in the previous Mishnah that you only get one chance at transferring Kedusha's Maaser Sheni money onto a foodstuff, he holds that doesn't apply when you buy a living animal outside of Yerushalayim. The reason, because the whole rationale behind the Torah's dispensation for converting Maaser Sheni to money was Richuk Makom, it's too far for you to schlep. And if the animal's alive, so then it schleps itself. So you haven't like harnessed that first rationale of deconsecrating for the sake of avoiding having to transport, because it transports itself. And that being the case, we haven't like lapsed into phase two, the transferring onto money in Yerushalayim.